It must have felt like a scene from the book and movie called The Perfect Storm. Their vessel was a 61-year-old wooden fishing boat making the inside passage from Sitka, Alaska to Port Angeles, Washington. It was supposed to be a one-week trip. It was late in the season, a time of year when wild storms can develop. They sink ships. They take lives. Sure enough, their boat hit hurricane-force winds that threatened to take them all to the bottom. At one point, when green water washed over the pilot house and the boat plunged for what seemed to be the bottom, one passenger heard the captain mutter beneath his breath. But as this 30-year veteran of Alaska's ferocious storms worked the wheel, he turned to his passenger, smiled, and said, "No problem." No matter how vicious the storm became, no matter how perilous the situation seemed, the captain remained calm. And he helped steady his very frightened passengers, and they made it. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a killer storm and a calm captain. A calm captain who's been through these fearful storms before, who knows everything will be okay at the end of the day, and has brought so many others safely through. Now that's what makes a difference when it feels as if the storm's going to sink you. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you have such a captain. That's why the writer of Amazing Grace could write, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." Now, right now, you may be going through a storm that has shaken everything you have. Sometimes it feels like you're headed for the bottom. You're afraid. You're discouraged. You're panicked or desperate. You need to get close to the captain of your life right now and remember who is piloting your boat. Unless, of course, you've grabbed the wheel from the captain or jumped overboard in panic. The Old Testament hero Daniel knew well what it was like to be hit by life's hurricanes. As a boy, he'd been forcibly moved by invaders from his country to the strange country and culture of Babylon. He faced the demands of a pagan culture and even the death sentence of a lion's den, from which, of course, his God delivered him. In Daniel 7, where we find our word for today from the Word of God, he has just been given by God this frightening prophetic vision of the turbulent world that was to come, with images of a ravenous lion, a vicious bear, an inescapable leopard, and a rapacious beast that crushes and devours everything it touches. And then the Bible says in verse 9, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. Then the Son of Man approaches that throne, and he was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Wow. So let the lion roar, let the bear threaten, the leopard pursue, the beast devour. There is a throne with authority over every beast, every storm, every disease, every enemy, every tragedy, and your awesome Lord sits on that throne. There is not one thumb breadth of this universe that is not under his control. And whatever has come into your life has had to pass through his hand first. He's either sent it or allowed it. And he loves you and he knows what you need and what you can handle, so long as he is at the wheel. A friend of mine tells of years of struggle with violent storms that hit his family. He said it was as if God kept falling off his throne. Well, he never has, and he never will. And he is in command at this very moment. So relax in his sovereign control. He's brought every one of his children in every generation through every storm, and he'll bring you through. The storm won't decide what happens to you. Your captain will.
If you enjoyed our Christmas-themed booklet, Born to Rescue, and found it useful in reaching your friends for Jesus, then you'll want our new Easter booklet, 72 Hours That Rocked the World. These short booklets are ideal for handing out this resurrection season. To purchase a copy of the booklet, 72 Hours That Rocked the World, go to hutchcraft.com/store. A Word with You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.